This little example here is a bit more complicated, and it illustrates why we don't jump straight away in first year into biological examples. Now this is a group 2 complex. You can see there's a magnesium sitting in there. The large bit of organic that's floating around it is called the chlorine ligand. So this is now inside chlorophyll. The bonding then is exactly the same sort as we saw in that previous classic inorganic complex. We've got electrons being donated from each of those nitrogens through to the magnesium, which is sitting as 2 plus in the centre. And down here, we've got a long tail. This thing then binds the chlorophyll inside the chloroplast. So this is a sort of a picture of a guard cell. It's in false colour, so that where you see red, that's actually green. Okay. So this is actually looking at the colours that are absorbed by this particular molecule. And the reason it's able to absorb colour so effectively is due to this organisation of alternating double single bonds bound to the metal centre. So it's a nice strong light absorber because of its characteristics as a metal complex. So they're common things in nature, these metal complexes. They're not odd things that chemists sort of just dream up for fun. So this particular pigment then is absorbing red. We see green as a complementary colour. Okay, so when you're looking at something, white light's shining on it, it's absorbing some of the spectrum. You're seeing what's reflected back to you that's left behind. What's it? No, that's far too complicated for the exam. Yes. So the function of the molecule then is to absorb photons. So this is a classical symbol for a photon. H is Planck's constant. Nu is the frequency of light. So that energy then is absorbed by the molecule. It stores it, and then that molecule acts as a reducing agent. Now the reducing agent is oxidized. Redox chemistry, you may remember, is always a combination of reduction and oxidation. So if something's being oxidized, anybody remember, does that lose electrons or gain electrons when something's being oxidized? Usually you have a mnemonic at school. The one I use is loss ox. Loss of electrons is oxidation. Okay, so that reducing agent then, it passes on electrons, and those electrons then go off and do some useful work. So they might make some ATP, for instance. That ATP then is a cellular currency. It might go and build some sugars and stuff like that.